Well, it's about time to get started. It's really good to see all who've come out to worship God tonight and to learn how to worship God in song in a more effective way. We're thankful for the many visitors that we have, and glad to have you with us to engage in this time of training and improving ourselves to glorify God. Tim Stevens is with us, been doing a lot of hard work trying to help us do what we need to do to glorify God in song. So we're thankful for Tim very much. We're glad he's come our way, and we're looking forward to our time together tonight. Just a couple of announcements before we get started. Rachel Thompson's mother was taken to the ER last night. She has some fluid on one of her lungs that is concerning, and Rachel asked for prayers on behalf of her mom. My wife Sandy continues to recuperate at home from hip replacement surgery, and several have asked how she's doing, so I'll just mention she's doing well enough, but she's in some pain, but about as expected at this point. We're thankful for all the prayers and help that you all are giving us right now. The Brian Simmons family is out of town. Tomorrow morning, our regular classes will not meet except for the preschool and under. So everybody else will be out here in the auditorium in the 9 o'clock hour, and Tim will be speaking to us then. Just the preschool and under classes will meet in that first hour tomorrow morning. There are some meeting announcements and other activities of churches in the area that are going on. We want you to be aware of. They're posted on a bulletin board to the right as you go out the main entrance. As we go through the service tonight, I'm going to ask Chuck Richardson to lead us in our first prayer as soon as I'm finished. Chuck preaches over at the Chapman Acres Church. He's with us visiting tonight. We're glad to have him. And as we close tonight, we'll have Jeff Smith lead us in our closing prayer. So let's start with a word of prayer, and then we'll give the time over to Brother Tim.
Let us pray. Our most righteous Heavenly Father, hallowed and great be your name. We are thankful for this evening, for the opportunity to gather together as we sing these songs of hymns this evening. May we praise and glorify your matchless name and build one another up. We realize, dear Heavenly Father, that you have given us the gift of song to uplift our hearts, to strengthen us, to admonish us, to correct us. And we pray to Heavenly Father that we'll do it with all fervency, that we'll recognize that as part of our worship that we must consider our songs before you, that the things that we sing will make for those things that are needed in our lives for salvation's sake, that we will recognize how that we must sing before you, and that we would give it our attention and our energies as we do other things. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the opportunity of singing together with one another. We're thankful for Brother Stevens and his abilities, and for his willingness, and for the congregation's willingness to have him here this evening to improve the worship in song. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that each of us will give the attention that we need to these things, that we will grow in the grace and knowledge in these things, and that our abilities will help us in the various works and the places that we're at, and that we'll be able to sing in the Spirit as we should with the understanding. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, again for this opportunity. We pray that you will bless each of the families that are here this evening, and we pray to Heavenly Father also for those that are not able to be here. We pray that you will remove the hindrances from them. Those that have been mentioned this evening that are sick, that are in the hospital, those who are receiving treatments, we pray that you will heal them and you will comfort and strengthen them, and they will attend to their needs to the best of our abilities. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, again, that we're able to help one another. We pray to Heavenly Father that we would so desire to help one another in this life. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, also that we have one another to lean upon. We're thankful for this avenue of prayer in which we can come to you and approach your throne of grace to petition you for the things that we need, that the things that others may need in this life, and to thank you for all that you do for us. May we do this often, and may we again do this with fervency. We pray to Heavenly Father also, likewise, that we will have humble hearts before you and contrite spirits. As we approach your throne of grace, when we have things that need to be corrected in our lives, that we will so desire to confess and repent of our sins. And as necessary and as helpful as it may be, we pray that we will come together and to confess our sins and trespasses before one another and pray for one another. For we know that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Again, we thank you for the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. We likewise want to pray this evening that there is anyone in attendance that realizes that they are in a lost condition, that they have not obeyed the gospel, but they understand that Jesus Christ died for their sins. We pray that they will respond to the Lord's invitation. Or for those that may be in sin and have sin in their lives, that they'll recognize the need to ask for forgiveness and that they will confess and repent. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, again for the blood of Jesus. We're thankful for the life that he lived, for the death upon that cross of Calvary by cruel hands, and for the resurrection. And we look forward to our resurrection someday. We want to pray, dear Heavenly Father, again, that you will be with us this evening as we enter into this worship, and that we'll be prepared to sing again with the understanding. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you'll be with us this evening. And this is the prayer that we offer to you in Christ's holy name. Amen.
All right, we're going to start off with the basses, altos, sopranos, and tenors. Do, mi, so. Okay, very good. There's the what the do looks like for the basses. Altos have the mi, sopranos, so, tenors, do. One more time. Do, mi, so. All right. Now we're going to sing Wonderful Story of Love, but then it's going to be a little different. Basses are going to be on a do, altos on a mi, sopranos will be on a high do, tenors will be on that sol. So let's have this. Do, mi. All right, sing. Wonderful story of love, tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love, wake the immortal strength. He gave me a song. Do, altos, do, mi, soprano, tenor, sol. He took my burdens all the way up to a brighter. Time signature relates to tempo. I ask the other question, what else relates to tempo? The song itself. The song itself. Look at the song. Read the title. Read the lyrics of the song. And feel the message of the song. That really, to me, relates more to tempo than even the numbers right here. But when we have a measure bar like that, between one measure bar to the next, it's called a measure, and so many beats are there. And we have a four up on top, four beats, beat it with a four-beat pattern. Down, in, out, up. One, two, three, four. One and two, three and four and. Now let's sing Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Basses, tenors. See, you have that stem going up for the tenors, stem coming down for the basses. They're on the same note. Do, do, so, do, alto, do, so, soprano, do, mi. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts of full light,
hearts before thee, opening to the sun above.
Melt the clouds
of sin and sadness, drive the dark out of the way.
Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Mortal, join the mighty
chorus
with the morning stars began.
Father, love is reigning o'er us. Brother, love lies hands to man.
Ever singing,
march we onward, victors in love is the sky. Joyful music
leads us onward in the triumph song of life. Very good. Feel that four beats? That's what we want to do. You want to fill those four beats when we have a four-beat song. Here's a song that you may sing from your supplement until then. We're going to sing one verse, then we get to the close of our service. I want to end with the words of the song and sing it for the invitation song. But one verse here of Until Then, and we're going to start off. It's and then let me bring this out. When we were counting the other night our beat pattern, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and is off the beat. It's off the beat. So on this song here, it starts off the beat. It's on the end of three, like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, my heart can sing. So fellows that are leading, it's just a little pop of the wrist out here. My heart can sing, my heart can sing. It's kind of difficult to give a preparatory beat on it, like we've been talking about, but it's on the offbeat. All right, let's see how well we do. Do, that's a tenor note. Do, so, soprano, mi, do, mi, so.
My heart can sing when I call to remember a heartache is mine.
Three on top, three beats per measure. Now we want to begin to feel the rhythm of three beats. And the beat pattern is down, out, up. Some of you, I know you're going to do this. You're going in. You're not going to change. You're going to stay that way. That's okay as long as you get the people to feel three beats. That's the main thing. Feel the three beats of a song. High above the seraphim from your supplement. Basses and altos. So do, tenor, mi, soprano, so. Okay, three beats.
I love the seraphim, sounds an everlasting hymn. Voices echo through the hall and shake the temple hall. Living creatures, bless the king, worthy he who overcame.
softer, but keep the tempo moving throughout. Okay, very good. Y'all sound great. The greatest commands. Begin with the alto. Do, mi, so, do. Love one another. And I would like for the sopranos and altos just to sing it without me singing, but I'm afraid that it's going to get out of hand if I do that. And not that I'm I guess I'm lacking confidence in not just you all here. But I've been in places where I've let the sopranos and altos sing, and I just thought, well, I won't interfere with my voice coming through the microphone. But there was one night I almost lost this song when there was a leading with about 1,300 people. And they were scattered so far across the building they couldn't hear each other. And so I, as a leader, had to stay and get back into it real quick, or else it was just going to be a disaster. And so I sang in a little bit in the background, but you all handled that very, very well. It's very pretty the way you all were singing it. Now, two up on top, two beats. That'll be a beat pattern of down, up. Down, up. Now, the way I have that, I'm going to rework my diagram here, but I have it going straight up and down. That was confusing one of the leaders today when we had our class. So just come on down here and make it like a backward J. Down, up, down, up. And that made it a lot easier for him to lead. Here's a song, I Close My Eyes, from your supplement. And it's in a two beat. So we're going to feel the two beats. Do, so. Everybody's on the same note, a soul, that oval shape. Do, so. My prayer, Jehovah, hear to my
Thank you.
following very, very well. Usually on a 2-2 song, it's going to be a little slower, and we have a tendency to start dragging it, but you didn't drag that at all. You kept it moving along. Very good. All right, we get a number like that up here. What do we do with it? We divide that top number by. So now we're back to a two-beat pattern again. Now we're not doing 1-2. We're doing now 1-2-3-4-5-6. 1-2-3-4-5-6. We're not speeding up. Our hand movement speed is not moving, getting faster. We're just singing the notes a little quicker, the words a little bit faster. All right, here's a song that's an old song that doesn't get sung a whole lot back where we are. I don't know about here, but do, oh, that will be glory. Do, we got tenors have that note. Do, basses have that note. Do, so, mi, so. When all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me. Another one in 6-4, compound rhythm. Do, tenor, do, so, mi, do, mi, so. Please hear our prayer. Faster, but six, eight time, a little quicker. Do, soprano, basses have a do, mi, tenor, alto, where are you? Do, so. See, you can't line up until we hear that do. Do. Jesus, the loving shepherd, calling out. Marching to Zion. Now, we've been starting the songs really pretty much on the downbeat. Here, notice this one here. We have a pickup note right here coming in right before the measure bar. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 at the very top of the beat pattern. Come we, it's a little pop of the wrist. Come we that, okay. Do, basses and soprano, do. Let's see if the altos that hear you, do. So tenor, mi, do. Come we that. Top, divided by three. We're going to beat this in a three-beat pattern. Instead of 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm not speeding up the hand movement, but just counting a little bit faster for songs like Have Thine Own Way, Lord, is going to be sung slower. And so let's concentrate on that. Do, basses, altos. Go, soprano, mi, tenor, go, mi.
Have my own way.
Songs that are older songs and some newer songs. It's good to mix it up and not have just all a bunch of new songs that some of the older people are not as familiar with, because a lot of our young people are learning songs at camp, and we get a lot of ideas of songs to put in our hymnal that are newer type songs, and we're going back and finding a lot of the oldies that and bring them back and putting some life back into them. But I tell you what, these old songs live on. I mean, Blessed Assurance, that just been around for many, many years. I read something a couple of years ago, and I share this with song leaders everywhere I go, that when you're selecting songs, and this is for the benefit of those that are visiting, because we had a class this morning with the guys here, and but keep in mind that there are 3 to 4 generations that are in the assembly. 3 to 4 generations. And so select songs that various people are going to remember and be able to join in and sing. And not just sing, but worship. I've made the mistake in the past where I led a bunch of newer songs back to back. And I watched the audience a lot, and I noticed one person in particular just shut down. And I was a little aggravated, really, when I was leading. And I thought, okay, don't look at him. You know, I'm telling myself when I'm leading, don't let him get to you. Because he's not joining in at all. And I'm thinking up there, what about his attitude? It's really bad. What was my problem? You know, I'm letting it bother me to the point it's affecting my worship. You know, as I'm worshiping God. And then I began to think while I was up there, I thought, my mind is not where it needs to be as I'm leading God's people in these songs of worship. And I'm thinking about this guy, and he's really bugging me. Well, then I finally got to a song that was an old familiar song. He started singing. And I happened to look down at the copyright date when it was copyrighted. It was 1911. And this year that this happened was 2011. And I made the comment, I said, here's a song that was written 100 years ago. 100 years ago, it was introduced as a new song. I wonder if anybody back then said, oh no, here's another new song. You know, because there's a lot of songs written in the 1700s and 1800s, but that person came up to me later with tears in his eyes, thanking me for bringing up some of the songs that he grew up with and was helpful to him in his worship. And I learned a lesson from that. And then I read this article where this person said, you know what, when you think about it, in every assembly, you've got 3 to 4 generations that are present. So now when I select my songs for a worship service, I keep that in mind. So I say that to all the leaders here, keep that in mind. Don't overload it. Really, it'd be better probably to overload it with the older ones than the newer ones, because a lot of the newer songs are really difficult to sing. And let me make a comment about the newer songs. We get a lot of songs that we hear on YouTube. I have them sent to me all the time. Somebody say, hey, you got to put this in your electronic hymnal and your eChoice hymnal you have on your website so we can download it. And I've already heard the song. And I listened to it, and the group singing it is singing it really well, but they're trained, they've practiced it, they have gone over and over and over before they ever recorded it, and they probably even did a little mixing with it too, where they got their balance just right. I know how recording works. I've been involved in that in the past, being in a quartet. There's a lot of things they can doctor up and do, but when we get in the assembly and we think we're going to sound that way, it ain't happening. I shouldn't have said ain't. Well, that's okay here in Alabama, right? Okay, but it's just not going to happen until we work on the song. I'm not saying the songs are bad. Some of them are difficult to sing because of the rhythm pattern. A lot of it's off the beat, syncopated beat, and it's, you know, young people like that. They're sitting around that campfire, they can really get with it, singing that, and they really enjoy it. But you bring that into the assembly, and it's just not going to fly with a lot of people. And when I know that there's a song, I'll give you an example. Last night I led Just As I Am, I Come Broken. Beautiful song. And now I have tears coming down. It's the allergies, okay? I'm not getting emotional here on this, okay? But I keep, this eye over here just keep crying since I've been here. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, I Come Broken, yeah. I was going to lead that at a lectureship, and it was the final night. I had that song selected, and it was the arrangement we used last night. It's my favorite. I've gone through 4 different arrangements of Just As I Am, I Come Broken. Finally found the one I really like, and I was going to lead it that night, and I was sitting at lunchtime with somebody who said, oh, no, don't lead that song. I said, why not? Well, we've done that before, and it was a disaster. Well, the one that they had used was one where there was a key change in it, where they modulated it a half step, and the people didn't know what to do. And they said, well, the elders told the leaders, don't use that song anymore. And I kept trying. I said, yeah, but I've got a different arrangement. You're going to like this one. I said, oh, I just can't believe you would lead that. But go ahead if you want to lead it. Well, that stuck in my head all afternoon, and I went back and I told my wife about it at the hotel, and I said, I really want to lead this song tonight. And so when I got to the building, I walked back to the AV booth, and I said, Hey, guys, cut that song off. Cut it out. We're not going to sing that tonight. And they did. And I'm glad. It wasn't worth it to make somebody upset. It wasn't worth it to affect somebody's worship. And I knew there was one person in particular who was not going to be happy about that song, and it would have an effect upon them as they're worshiping God. And I thought, you know, I'm leading God's people in worship. And I don't want to do anything that's going to distract them in their worship, or that's going to cause them in some way to affect them worshiping God. So when you look at our hymns, we've got 151 songs in this. We've got 703 in the other book. That's 850 some odd songs. And Rhett, how many do we have in each choice? 14 or 1,500. Add that to what we already have. You know, 2,500, going up close to 3,000 before we know it. So there's not enough songs to go pick out another one, and so you're not affecting somebody in their worship. Heavenly sunlight, slow or fast, or moderate? Some say fast. I prefer it fast. Do, we're all on the same note. Do, so.
Walking in sunlight.
Seeking the lost. Now this is going to go from a 3-beat compound in the chorus, it goes to a 4-beat compound. You may notice that when we get there. Those of you that are familiar with what we're talking about. Do, tenor, do, soprano, so, alto, mi.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. I'm not speeding up the movement of my hand at all, but it you think it's fast, but look at this song here. Starts on which beat? Anybody tell me? It's on the 4th compound beat, which is 10, 11, 12. Okay? Do, start with sopranos. Do, so. Sweet is the song.
God is calling the prodigal. It's also in a 12-8 time. Do, tenor, do, so, soprano, mi, alto, do, bass, mi, so.
God is on the cargo without delay.
Step of the way. Now, let me ask you this, a little bit different on the starting. See if you can do your math. Work backwards if you want to. You got 12 beats. Each eighth note gets one beat. These are all eighth notes right here. 12, 11, 10, 9. The fourth compound beat is right here on that 10, 11, 12. This is the end of the third compound beat. So we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's right out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And out there. I walk with the Savior. The main thing is my hand has got to be coming down on one to the right of the measure bar. Always. So anyway, we're back here. It's right back here on the end of the third compound beat, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So it's right out here. Do, bass, alto, mi, tenor, so, mi.
I walk with the Savior each step of the way. I trust to guide me by night and by day. Not ready tomorrow, nor what it may bring. I'm safe in the keeping of Jesus from me.
You're almost waiting to the fourth compound beat to sing that note right there. And it's causing everybody to wait on you. Follow what I'm saying? You just got to come in a little bit quicker. Keep that tempo moving. And if you want to secretly or some way count, you know, beat the time, my wife is finally, she started doing that. She just says, I can follow better when I have my own little beat pattern and I keep it behind my songbook so nobody sees it. But it helps her to know where we are in the song when you know where you are with that hand movement. So let's go back here and do this again. And altos, be ready to come in and don't delay, because everybody's waiting on you to come in with their part. That's where this song starts dragging down immediately. And then we get, by the time we get to the last verse, we really are slowing down. Do, mi, so, mi.
I walk with the same.
Thank you.
when we got together. And boy, this is a great crowd here tonight. And for a Saturday night, you've come out, and this has really been very enjoyable, very uplifting. And I just believe that God is pleased to see His children gather here to do this tonight. And there are other things you could do. As we know, our world has a lot to offer us, but look what He offered for us in giving us His Son. And we wouldn't know each other if it wasn't for that. His willingness to sacrifice Himself, His Son Jesus, on the cross. And I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow morning, the Lord willing. I have no idea what's behind the yellow box. But let me see. Oh, it's black. Maybe it's telling me something. Stop. Yeah, let's stop. Just don't go over that. We've gone over a lot of material over the last few nights, and we've gotten into shape notes, and that's something you have to really work really a lot on before you get to that and get where you can recognize the intervals and know that when I go from a do to fa. Let me try that out on you right now. I'm gonna give you a do. Do. Now just think. A mi is shaped like a diamond, and it's on, like, let's just say that do is on a line. Do, where's the mi gonna be on the second line? So what the mi, a sol is gonna be on the third line above it. So, do mi so. Okay, let's say that, I'm gonna give you another do, but I'm gonna give you one on the first space. No, let me give you this. Do, there's your do, your triangle. Do, your mi is gonna be on the space above it. Mi, and your sol is gonna be on the space above it. So, good. Now let's go back to a do. Let me give you a different pitch. Do, give me a re. Give me a mi. Give me a sol. Okay, we got it. We're tuning in. Give me back to a do. Do, give me a sol. Sol, give me a la. La, give me a sol. Sol, give me a low do. Do. See, that's comfortable. Get back to that do. That's your key note. And everything relates to that do. It's all relative. Give me a fa. Fa, do, re, mi, fa. Give me a re. Re, give me a sol. Give me a do. Do. Give me a T. Yeah, some of you are going, do. There you go. Some of you are doing, do, re, mi, fa. I can see y'all. but you know what? They beat you over here, though. I saw somebody back there doing that. I said, any moment, she's going to hit T. All right, but you know, we just think about it rather than looking at it on the page. Just start thinking about where, and that's where you'll learn those intervals. You'll see them on the page in a song. You say, "Well, I can sing this song," and try singing it with the singing names. I didn't say shapes. I said singing names. Those came along way before shape notes came along, and shape notes were developed so that, oh, you know what? There is something I want to show you. Let me see. I might have to have some help from the back, but I mean, okay, yeah, this is the one. I was showing this last night, that what determines a major scale. Like in the key of C, let me go back here. Here's the key, here's C. Here's what it sounds like. C, okay, C, and then do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. See where do is? But then we're going to move that do to up here on a space. And here it is. Do, F, G, A, B flat. And you always have a half step between mi and fa and T and do. Now look where do is going to go now. It's going up to the second line. That's the key of G. Do, And there's all the music letters right there that goes with it. And then I want to put this in for this reason. When people say, well, I just don't understand why there's singing names or shape notes or singing names. Well, notice how hard this would be if you were going to sing this. D flat, E flat, F, G, A flat, B flat, C, D flat. So do it again, do it with me. D flat, E flat, F, G, now, aren't you glad that somebody came along and said, do, re, mi, fa, sol, ti, do. And you use that in any key. So there was genius in that, involved in that. But that was back in the 11th century. Somebody came up with that. All right, I mentioned the other night about there's a bomb in Gilead. And I said I was going to lead it before I left. And the reason why, how many of you know this song? Well, quite a few. I led it two times in January, or three times, and somebody made the comment to my wife, I didn't like that song. And the reason, she didn't understand it. Vicki asked her, said, well, why do you not like it? I don't understand, I don't know what it means. The balm, there's a balm in Gilead. Balm is a perfume or ointment used for the purpose of healing wounds. And it was found and produced in Gilead, which was east of the Jordan River. And it was used for that purpose. This song originally was written in the 1700s. Right here it says 18. Well, the second verse was 1800s. First verse was in the 17th century. This came about in the 19th century. It makes a reference to salvation, to the gospel of Christ, that it is a balm, a healing to heal sin-sick souls, souls that are lost, souls that are hurting. And I thing I think is interesting on this, I said the first verse was written in the 1700s, then this came along in the 1800s, the second verse. But look at these words here. There's a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Then about 100 years later, someone came along and added this verse. If you can't sing like angels, if you can't preach like Paul, then tell the love of Jesus and say he died for all. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. I led that the other night at Vestavia in Birmingham, and somebody emailed me right after this and said, by the way, there's a third verse. And so I don't have it up here. So. That just came about. I'm not sure I'm going to put it in. I like what we've got right here. It's a great message right here. Let's sing it. Do, mi. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal aside or move forward, please. Slide number 453. We looked it up a while ago. So there's a lot of slides that are in there tonight. It's better to have too many than not enough. I don't like to run out of soap. I'm doing this. I like to have plenty of material. And I want to go to this song that we sang earlier, 52, Until Then. My heart can sing when I pause to remember. A heartache here is but a stepping stone. Along a trail that's winding always upward, this troubled world is not my final home. And I know that most everyone here tonight, you know that already. This is not our home. We are longing for a better place, and we know where that is, in heaven. And we're ready. Those of you who have obeyed the gospel of Christ, who've heard the message and you believed it, you believed what you heard about Jesus, and you turned your life to him with a penitent heart, and you had your sins washed away in baptism. That's where it all began. And aren't you glad that you started when you did? It might have been 50 years ago, or longer, further back for some of you maybe, or 10 years ago, or maybe just a year ago. But aren't you glad you made that decision? Because if you don't make that decision, you'll miss out on this home in heaven. And there might be someone here tonight that's in that condition that just hasn't made the step forward. Look at all that God has done for you, for all of us, through his Son, Jesus Christ, who left his home in heaven and came to this earth and lived and died. But he arose from the grave. His willingness to do that, he could have just stopped and said, I've had enough of this beating. And I'll talk about that in the morning in the lesson that we'll have. But he's done so much for us. What will you do for him? Look at the second verse. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause the heart to tremble, remembered there will only bring a smile. The third verse goes, this weary world with all its toil and struggle may take its toll of misery and strife. The soul of man is like a waiting falcon. When it's released, it's destined for the skies. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy, I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. We all know people that have already gone home. And we long to be with them one day where we can be with God forever and be with his Son forever. If there's someone here tonight who needs to respond to the Lord, to Jesus Christ, why don't you make that decision now? And we're going to sing this final verse. And you want to be called home, don't you? Only through obedience to the gospel of Christ we'll make that happen. Let's stand at this time.
This weary world with all its toil and struggle may take its soul of misery and strife. The soul of man is like a waiting barrel when it's released, it's destined for the skies. But until then, I
tell you, Tim, that's a beautiful song and a beautiful thought. Soul of man is like a waiting falcon. In Psalm 71 and verse 23, the psalmist said, "My lips will greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed." Our voices, our lips, our souls unite together in praise to God. It's a wonderful thing. It's a glorious thing. Our souls need to be right. Our lips need to be doing the best they can do. There's a secular song, comes from the musical The Phantom of the Opera, where the singer says, "My spirit and my voice in one unite." And I think when we sing to our God, our spirit and our voice must unite in one. And Tim has really helped us to achieve that and try to grasp that in our singing. I thank him very much. Be back with us tomorrow at 9 o'clock if you can be, and Tim will be speaking in the 9 o'clock hour again at 10, and then 3 tomorrow afternoon. And we're looking forward to that very much. The elders have anything else this evening?
Tim said that he could use a few more afternoons.
Okay. He's going to lead or have you some of the song leaders here that are interested. Okay. Yeah, send a song to Freddie. I think he's got 3 or 4 more to go, maybe. Okay. All right, if there's nothing else, Jeff, if you will, listen to a word of prayer.
Join me in prayer, please. Our Holy Father, it has been good for us to be assembled here this evening together as thy people and to focus on our worship to thee in song, using the voices that we've been given by thee, and to be instructed in ways that help us worship thee better, to glorify thee in this part of our worship and to edify one another. We thank thee for our brother who has taught us, not just this evening, but the last few days. And we anticipate more good instruction, Lord willing, tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. We're thankful for this opportunity to worship thee better in this way. We're grateful for those who have come as our visitors. We pray thy blessings upon them as they travel home. Bless us all as we depart. We pray for a peaceful night's rest. We may worship thee again tomorrow, observing the supper that reminds us of the death of thy Son, and open thy word and study. Forgive us, we beg thee, of our sins. We pray in the name of thy Son and our Master. Amen.